Delling Poll, Fake News Walrus Tragedy Porn Helped Boost the Great Reset. By James Delling Poll on January 28, 2021. Fake news propaganda of dying walruses allegedly killed by climate change reduced the Davos elite to tears. This story, courtesy of polar bear expert Susan Crockford, may explain the fanatical enthusiasm with which the globalist elite are pushing the net-zero carbon emissions agenda at this week's online World Economic Forum conference as part of their drive towards the Great Reset. The Billionaires Club appears to have bought wholesale into a radical green propaganda narrative heavily promoted by prominent activists like Sir David Attenborough and sympathetic large corporations such as Netflix. The story begins 2 years ago at the WEF's 2019 Davos, Switzerland conference, where billionaire delegates were treated to an exclusive preview screening of a forthcoming nature documentary series presented by Attenborough. Highlight of the screening was heartbreaking footage of walruses, as many as 800 of them, plunging off cliffs to their deaths on the rocks below. According to Attenborough's narration at the time, man-made climate change was to blame for this unusual behavior. This, he suggested, was because global warming had melted their natural hunting grounds. Here is how Attenborough put it on the original voiceover. Their natural home is out on the sea ice, but the ice has retreated away to the north and this is the closest place to their feeding grounds. Every inch too is occupied, climbing over the tightly packed bodies is the only way across the crowd, those beneath can get crushed to death. In a desperate bid to avoid the crush, they try to head towards the cliffs. A walrus's eyesight out of the water is poor. But they can sense the others down below. As they get hungry, they need to return to the sea. In their desperation to do so, hundreds fall from heights they should never have scaled. We can reasonably assume that Attenborough reiterated this version of events when he introduced the private screening at Davos 2 years ago, when it moved the audience to tears. The Davos elite's reaction is mentioned in a blog post written by Anatoly Kokhnev, the on-site scientific advisor who helped the Netflix crew to film the walruses in Ryukyu on the coast of the Chukchi Sea. Kokhnev writes, "Some of the important economic and political bosses are said to have been unable to hold back tears while watching the film in Davos. This reaction was common among viewers across the world. The story about walruses driven to their deaths by climate change caused an outpouring of grief on social media. But it subsequently emerged that the version of events presented in the Netflix documentary was not an accurate one. Yes, the walruses were indeed plunging off the cliffs to their deaths. But it wasn't climate change that was responsible. It was predatory polar bears, deliberately driving them off the cliffs as a feeding strategy. And this wasn't new behavior, it had been observed several times before. So it seems extraordinary to say the least that a well-funded Netflix wildlife documentary team would not have been aware of the fact." Attenborough himself tacitly acknowledged his error when the walrus material was rehashed on a subsequent documentary for the BBC. This time, he blamed the walrus deaths not on climate change but on those predatory polar bears. But by then, of course, the damage had been done. It may seem a small thing that an audience of billionaires was presented by Sir David Attenborough with misleading information about the relationship between climate change and walrus deaths. But it's not when you add it to all the other fake news stories regularly put out by environmental activists to push the climate change scare narrative. Everything from Michael Mann's discredited hockey stick to the one about the emaciated polar bear which supposedly starved to death because of global warming. And it's especially not when you consider the power and influence that the Davos elite have. For the green activists who push this fake news, it's all part of the game of advancing a cause so noble that the truth must be suppressed. For those of us who have to live with the consequences of the hysteria and bad policy, up to and including the Great Reset, arising from this green propaganda, however, it may prove very expensive and disruptive indeed.